This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. While I really, really like my dentist, he's a super nice guy, I confess it has been convenient to have a pandemic mean I can't go see him. After months of quarantine, though, a lot of dental professionals are now finally able to go back to work. But back to work does not mean back to normal. As Marketplace's Eric Barris reports, like a whole lot of businesses, dentistry has fundamentally been changed by the coronavirus.
James White of Traverse City, Michigan, was supposed to go in for a filling and a cleaning on March 26th. That didn't happen. When Michigan reopened, he made a new appointment.
They said if I cancel on this one, it's going to be the fall before I can get back in. And so I decided I would go.
He was anxious.
Anything did not look right to me. If it didn't look safe, I was just going to walk out and cancel.
James White was looking for cleanliness, masks, a temperature test. Some dentists are going farther than that.
Like air purifiers and sneeze guards.
That's Sally Cram, a periodontist in Washington, D.C.
I'm in the process of getting a washer and dryer installed in my office so that my staff can wash their scrub uniforms every day and not have to take dirty, contaminated things out of the office.
Cram had to search out more than $20,000 worth of personal protective equipment for her staff and office. Meanwhile, she's seeing about half the patients she used to see. Dentists are now staggering appointments, screening patients, giving them hydrogen peroxide rinses before they even get in the chair. And after they get out of the chair, their aerosols are all over that room, says Peter Schatz, a periodontist in the Atlanta, Georgia suburbs. So,
sort of like a farmer who lets a field go fallow for a season, we're going to let a room remain idle, which we never used to do, you know, for the air exchange to happen and for the aerosols to settle out.
And every one of those patient visits is costing dentists more money. Instead of a 50-cent surgical mask, now it's a $10 N95 mask, plus a fresh hair cap and a gown over scrubs. It's a look, says Colorado Springs pediatric dentist Jeff Call.
Now all of a sudden I'm coming at you in, you know, half a space suit with a face shield on.
The last time dentistry was upended this way was in the early 80s with HIV, says Purcellville, Virginia dentist Kirk Nobo.
We were extracting teeth and doing all kinds of dental procedures with no gloves and very often no masks.
The current changes come after dentists spent a few months not seeing any patients. But periodontist Sally Cram says they were seeing plenty of bills.
Our rent kept going. Our utilities kept going. You know, our phone, our internet, all those things. Insurance.
As a small business owner, she did get a PPP loan from the federal government. But she says it wasn't enough to cover all of her expenses. And if she has to shut down her practice again, Sally Cram says she might call it a day.
At this point in my career where I am, it would be hard for me to actually say, yes, I'm going to come back. You know, I think, and as I've talked to some of my peers, some of them are saying, you know what, if we get shut down again, I'm just going to sell my practice and be done. It's a lot.
But for now, her practice is open. And she says plenty of patients are making appointments. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.